Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to share one of my favorite pieces of my own writing, and that may be very, very, it's uncomfortable for me to say that that's what I'm going to do, but every now and again, something comes out of my fingers and I go, that's good. Like, that's true. That does something for me. And I think one of my all-time favorite chapters I've ever written in a book is the chapter called Becoming Human in The Space Within. And the reason I think I have such an affection for that chapter is because it was a huge deal to me to see that the ultimate goal in life wasn't to escape the human condition. It was to embrace it so that you can live it with a degree of ease and grace. And so I want to read you a section from the book. It's one of my favorite sections, and it's called Welcome to the Human Condition. Welcome to the Human Condition. Since I first began looking in this direction, I've also come to see that while the human potential is essentially infinite, most people, including me, live in a relatively limited range of that potential. Despite a couple of decades at the cutting edge of the worlds of self-help, positive psychology, and personal development, I can still be mean-spirited, petty, and small-minded. And despite my best efforts, and the best efforts of some of the most successful and highest-paid people in the field, I still get overcome from time to time by a level of fear and insecurity that would be comically irrational if it wasn't me who had to wade through it. This isn't to say that my life isn't significantly better than it was before I started. I've gone from being a depressed teenager with suicidal ideation to an incredibly happy, loved, and successful grown-up. But I still get visited by some of the insecure thoughts and hang-ups that made my life such a misery when I was younger. The only real difference is that, by and large, I've made my peace with the fact that no matter how spiritually enlightened I might get, I'm always going to have to deal with my very human psychology. And this points to one of the biggest differences I've seen between the inside-out understanding and traditional psychology. Tell a typical therapist or self-help guru that you're upset about your childhood, argumentative with your partner or children, and struggling with financial insecurity, and they'll quickly reframe your problems in a positive light, affirm your greatness, and offer up 7 simple steps to a happier childhood, better marriage, and financial abundance. Say the same thing to someone who's insightfully seen that we live in the feeling of our thinking, not the feeling of the world, and they'll most likely say, "Me too. Welcome to the human condition." They'll then point you inside toward a fresh experience of your deeper nature, the innate well-being, peace of mind, and inner wisdom that allow us to navigate our lives with ease and grace in spite of the insecure thinking and bizarrely counterproductive behavior we all engage in from time to time. So while I would love to be less vain, more humble, and less scared of my own shadow, I also love that I can live a wonderful life even in the occasional company of my vanity, arrogance, and fear. So I hope you find that as comforting as I do each time I read it. There's something kind of wonderful, a kind of a relaxation, a sense of physical ease that comes with recognizing that there's no point in trying to avoid the inevitable. And the human condition is inevitable. My wife, it had rained here, and my friend and I walked the dogs. We do a midnight hike once a week. And she said before we went out, "Now, don't get the dogs muddy." And I dutifully nodded, but if you take dogs out in the mud, they're going to get muddy. So I didn't waste an ounce of energy trying to not let the dogs get muddy. I just knew I'd clean them up when I came home. And in the same way, when you see that the human condition's just the human condition, you're going to get your knocks. You're going to have times where you're off your game. You're going to have times where you get caught up. Then you don't have to spend any energy trying to avoid or escape it. You can embrace it, enjoy it, and clean up the mess afterwards. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.